Getting the smile and confidence you've been dreaming about, all from the comfort of your home, isn't a total mystery with Bite Clear Aligners. Just don't be surprised if all your friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. Bite Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
The comfort of your favorite seat is now your comfy car selling command center, thanks to Carvana.
It doesn't get any better than this.
Your favorite seat's the best spot in the house. Make it even better by entering your license plate or VIN and getting a real offer in minutes.
There really is no place like home.
And speaking of home, Carvana will pick up your car from yours after you finalize your offer. Visit Carvana.com or download the app and sell your car from your comfy place.
The following podcast is a Dear Media production.
Hello, welcome back to the What We Said podcast. Today, we have a very beautiful, stunning, special guest, Miss Indie Blue. Welcome to the podcast.
Thank you. Thank you.
Welcome back, should we say. How long has it been? Hold on. How old is Seven?
He's two.
So it's been three years. Mm-hmm. At least since you've been on the podcast.
I was thinking about it today. It's crazy because, oh man, I'm going to start another fight.
Oh no.
Jackson. So me going on your guys' podcast was an integral part of our journey.
You and Jackson's?
Yeah.
And really?
Oh.
So pat yourselves on the back for that.
Really?
Wait, please.
Story has it. Last time I did your guys' podcast, do you remember? It was like, I remember you guys asked me about Jackson because I had just recently done a soft launch of him on my Instagram because we were both living in LA and you guys asked me about it.
Are you about to say what I think you're about to say?
What?
That you conceived Seven right before you...
No! Oh.
I was like, wow. You're like, we did it, guys. It is because of the What We Said podcast.
No, you guys like broke us up.
Oh.
Yeah.
What do you mean?
Yeah. It's much worse.
Well, I'm laughing because now you're back together. So it's...
You guys, so you guys asked me about if we were back together, like what? And I talked about it and I really hadn't talked about it. So in my opinion, I thought I was like giving a lot. And I think I said, you know, we're not together, but we're just, you know, we're figuring things out. We're just like having a good time, which was true. And then that night when I saw him, I was like, I talked about you. He was like, what'd you say?
Oh,
and
no.
I told him and he was like, you didn't tell him we were together. And I was like, well, we're like not. And it started a classic fight.
Oh, no.
And we literally broke up. And I didn't
Seven
see him.
Possibly actually could not have maybe would not have existed,
but it was necessary because
maybe we would have broken you up and then there would be
we
no
didn't
Seven.
See each other for probably like 6 months, like oh. Seriously, I'm not kidding. We literally got in a fight that night and we broke up.
I'm screaming.
Yeah.
I the only reason this is yeah funny is because
we're
you're back
now.
And you're in
yeah.
love and you're
yeah,
engaged,
yeah.
So it's, everything's perfect.
But no, I think about that all the time because I'm like the What We Said podcast, like that. It was the root of the fight was that I didn't really like. Say that we were together, which started the fight of like why we
like what are
together.
We
yeah
oh my gosh
yeah
so
but think about how far we've all come
yeah
since.
I know seriously wow
we've gone through a whole pandemic as well
yeah
it's been
oh
a minute
my gosh, it's been a minute
yeah.
Like who was that Indie Blue before?
So different. So
you feel
different.
Like you're such a different person
yeah.
from that first.
Yeah, 1,000%. And
crazy.
Being a mom makes me like
yeah.
don't you feel like
oh,
a
yeah.
new you.
New woman. Yeah.
And you have a new chin.
Yeah. Thank you. Thank you for including me. Gave birth to the new jawline
literally.
This year. 2022.
Seriously.
Well, no, not to be that girl, but when I got my nose job, that was like a different me.
Oh, 100%.
I like life before nose job and life after nose job.
Yeah. BC,
yeah.
Before chin, literally.
AC,
me right now. I feel that 100%. I was just saying today at brunch, I was like, no, I am a different person. Like it's weird because while it's such a subtle change to other people, to me, it
genuinely changed my life. Mm-hmm. And in YouTube videos, I was saying people have been commenting recently and they'll be like, I've been loving your YouTube videos. They just seem so authentic lately and so real. And I was like, it's literally because I'm not self-conscious of certain angles of my face anymore. So I'm so much more just
relaxed.
Yeah. I'm not as like tensed or trying
any angle.
Yeah. Filming from any angle, not as trying to, be only seen from a certain angle, which I feel like just can maybe come across as, yeah,
makes
like
you in tense. Your head. Yeah. So you're literally more present.
Yeah. So the I was like, makes you more present. The plastic surgery made me who I am today. And we love that.
For such a low cost.
Truly.
For your entire confidence.
Yeah. Do you love that you got a nose job?
Oh, yeah.
Like one of your best decisions?
Yeah.
Or do you have anything that you're like, dang, it kind of screwed up this?
No.
No. Just,
you know how Bella Hadid just
came out
owned
and
up
said.
To it? Mm-hmm. She said something like how she regretted it because, you know, she regrets getting rid of like the nose of her ancestors. Mm. And when she said that, I was like, oh shit. And then I was like, I don't care. My ancestors are dead. Like they want me to be hot.
Yeah.
Like they don't care.
Yeah.
Also, I feel that like Bella Hadid wasn't she 14 when she got it?
14. What?
I'm pretty sure.
That's insane.
So I feel like it would maybe make sense that she would be regretful. But when you're in your 20s and you're just like, I know that I want this done. Like, no one's going
to
tell me anything.
She didn't even have a chance to accept it or not. It was just like, oh, maybe I would have accepted it. Maybe I wouldn't have. Mm-hmm. So there's nothing but regret from her.
I can't picture her before, really.
Really? Remember? Because you tell me I look like her all the time. Bella Hadid before the plastic surgery. Rough.
I did, but I'm saying I can't. I guess what I'm trying to say is I can't picture her with her face now. If she had, like, I can't picture her grown up with her old nose.
Mm-hmm.
Because she just, you know, how people just kind of grow into their features a lot of times.
True.
So anyway, that's all I was trying to say.
Yeah.
We just got done speaking at the Social Icon Conference, which we were all at. It was super fun. And
Indy was exhausting. The icon of the whole conference.
I was the host. It was so random. Like I don't know why they asked me to do it. And I don't know why I said yes.
Have you ever done like a hosting thing before?
No.
Public speaking? Have you done public speaking before?
Honestly, no.
Like on a stage?
I loved to give talks in church. Mm. So this was like just dusting off. Like I was
dusting off the old mic.
Yeah, it was great to be back.
Fun.
On a pulpit.
Yeah. I feel the opposite, where I feel like I was always terrified to give talks at church. Mm-hmm. And after we talked on stage, I was telling Chelsea, I was like, why did I love that? Mm-hmm. Like, maybe it's just because it's been so long since we've done anything.
It was
like
a cool stage, too.
Yeah.
Like, it was a really cool setup.
Theater. It was really cool theater. I think that helps a lot.
Yeah.
When you feel like, oh, I'm performing.
Yeah.
Yeah. And I always love coming to Utah and seeing, like, there are so many. I start to realize when I get here, there are so many people that I want to see or that I'm internet friends with or something. Yeah. And so it's just so fun because I feel like even last night we were walking to Beth's hotel room to like eat food. And I just ran into like two girls that I know from social media just walking down the hall. And I was like, this is kind of fun.
I know.
Anyway.
It is so fun. Speaking of Utah, you live here.
Nice.
Do you? There's... I feel like sometimes
making
the
connection.
Yeah. I'm making a nice, real smooth connection. Do you feel like Utah gets a bad rap, or do you feel like it gets the rap it deserves? Like, obviously you lived here, you bought a house here, you obviously love it, right?
Yeah. So I love Utah.
Yeah.
I have mixed feelings for sure. I mean, Utah is having like a moment on TikTok. Everyone,
they're fascinated.
And I've been waiting for this. I mean, I was approached to do a TV show when I was a senior in high school about being a Mormon in high school, like that, mm-hmm. like that type of life. And the producers were just like shocked. I took them to Swig. I worked at Swig, the
no,
soda shop.
That's actually iconic.
And I remember them just being like, what? Like the soda shops? And I was like, yeah, I'm telling you, like someone needs to do a show. Like this is, it's like
that's
a, it's
crazy.
A different world. So it's kind of funny that everyone is starting to catch on.
It's so fascinating to the outside world who has never experienced anything like that.
Because it's very normal.
Yes.
When you just
grow up here.
When you grow up here.
Even growing up in Arizona, or I would venture to say, you know, Idaho or something where there's like a large Mormon population. I just feel like that kind of stuff is completely normal. Mm-hmm. It doesn't feel weird at all. But then, the rest of the population is like, what's happening with
what
the cream and the soda?
It's so fascinating to people.
Yeah.
I think it's so fascinating as well. I think the other thing that I've been seeing on TikTok is people are fascinated by like the beauty standards of Utah as well, where it's like, I've even noticed that when I lived here for a little bit, I would go to like Target,
the and grocery
I would,
store. Yeah.
Yeah. And I'm like, everyone is wearing like their, you know, a hat, like they're dressed to the nines, and yeah. I look like a
you
dump.
Can see, you can tell like when a girl's from Utah.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They are like always looking like dressed to the nines.
Yeah.
It's crazy.
And there's a certain vibe and style that's almost like you can't even put your finger on it, but you know it.
I
when
can.
You see
10
it.
Foot long extent blonde extensions.
And eyelash extensions.
Yes, eyelash extensions.
Spray tan.
Yes, yeah, spray true. Tan.
Stanley Cup.
We Stanley. Do love the Stanley Cup.
Well, yeah, they're not all bad.
No.
The stereotypes aren't all bad.
No.
We partake in the spray tan.
Yeah, usually a little boob job, you know?
True.
But it is excessive. And.
I mean, does seem kind of hard to keep up with from the an outside if you look and like that's what everyone goes to, like I said, the grocery store, like Target, that's what they go to, the you know, that's when you're supposed to look your worst. What do they look like at their best? I'm terrified.
Do you feel like you have, I mean, maybe just mixed as everything is, but do you have fond memories of growing up in Utah, or are you like, yeah, it kind of screwed me up? You just feel both?
Honestly, I was oblivious to all the weird shit. I think I had a really great experience growing up here, I think. But also I'm fit. I fit the mold perfectly. Like I'm white. I'm Mormon. My parents were married. Had like a happy, like active family.
So and it was easy for you.
Yeah. And I was like a good kid, you know. I was like a goody two shoes kind of. And so for me, Utah was a great place to be. I think
a good point.
Yeah. I think if you fit the mold, it's the happiest place to be, but the second you don't,
because it's so comfortable,
the second you don't fit in anymore. And then I think that's where, and then that finally happened to me probably around when I was 18 or 19, which was a lot easier to take because I just didn't really want to be around it anymore. But I think if I was 14 or 15, like not fitting in, or not realizing I wasn't fitting in, because I still wasn't fitting in all the way, but I wanted to so bad. But if that makes sense. But yeah, I realize now looking back how just a different it's literally a different experience growing up here.
Yeah.
Than the rest of the world. They call it like the bubble.
Yeah.
It's literally like you're in a bubble.
That's a very good point about just feeling like you're not fitting in. I think that's like kind of you're hitting it on the nose with why people who are either grow up Mormon and leave the church or don't like the vibe or whatever, that is what it is. It's that they don't feel that they fit into that mold or they're not connecting with it anymore. So they're like, goodbye. Like, I don't want to be a part of this anymore.
Totally.
I don't want to be around it. So that makes a lot of sense.
Do you feel like it's gotten better or worse?
Way better.
You think so?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
I mean,
I don't know. I'm genuinely wondering.
I just think that.
Spend a lot of time here.
Yeah, I think. People, I mean, it's just, you have to bring up the church because it's just, that's Utah. But I think people within the church are so active in trying to like change they're just, everyone in the church is trying to make it better. So I think, and then I think everyone here is just starting to open up their minds. Non-Mormons are opening their minds. Mormons are opening up their minds. Because when I was a kid, it was literally like you knew the one non-Mormon kid.
Right. Yeah.
And it was very like isolating. And like, I wouldn't even, my mom got mad at me for saying this on a podcast one time, but I wouldn't even trick or treat at kids' houses that weren't Mormon.
Oh,
that's a very relatable thing though. I think
and
growing
it wasn't something our parents ever told us. Right. It was something the kids like came up with on their own. They're not safe or like we're not gonna
Not comfortable. It's not don't know about it. It's just like this doesn't feel like home because this is not what like my house feels like. This is not what my house looks like. It's so,
so true.
It's different. And when you're little, different is scary.
Exactly.
Leif and I were talking about if we ever went to a friend's house that wasn't Mormon growing up and like their dad opened a beer or something, we'd be like terrified.
Or coffee. Even.
Like terrified. Because it's just so unfamiliar.
Exactly.
Yeah. That's it's so, so interesting. Funny. Can we please talk about your house?
Yeah.
It looks amazing.
Thank you.
I love it.
We want to know all the details. What would you say is your kind of vision or interior design inspo for the house?
It's a pretty modern house. when we first started building it, I obviously wanted the all white thing. Jackson like has to be different. He's like, I want all black room.
And so what Enneagram is he?
I don't know. We got to figure it out.
I was going to say he sounds like a 4.
Really? Okay.
And when I took the what was that BuzzFeed? It was like, which indie blue like character?
Wait, that's friend, are you? I forgot about that.
I got Jackson. Jack? I'm an Enneagram 4. So.
Yeah. Wait, what's your sign?
Aries.
You're an Aries.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So yeah, he wanted the all black kitchen, and halfway through the design process, I just started like having an existential crisis about having a white kitchen or a white house, mm-hmm. because I'm not a clean person. Did you guys see the 7 drew all over my chair?
Yes.
Yeah. See, like,
wait, Leif showed me that on Instagram.
My one piece of white furniture.
Oh my gosh.
So I think. Last minute I was like, I don't know.
Mm-hmm.
But so our house is a lot of like brown, black, gray.
I love it. Like when I saw your kitchen, I was like, this is such a cozy vibe. I love it.
It's cozy. And I think it's really big. Like the ceilings are really tall and it's kind of like spaced out. And I weirdly like how like empty it is. Like I don't even think, I kind of want to fill it up with really cool staple pieces. Like I have a cool dining black and white like marble dining table coming in.
Ooh, I'm excited to see that.
And then like my office, I want to do like really crazy wallpaper. So I want to just do like fun things everywhere, but then in the main areas keep it super simple.
Mm-hmm. I love that.
I love the vibe of it.
I feel like with kids it is like, especially with a toddler, it's like all white. Now that you're saying that, I'm like, oh my gosh.
I know.
Even my coffee table that I have right now, I'm thinking when Kay starts to walk, even crawl.
Is it glass?
Yeah. I'm like,
oh my gosh,
okay,
that was hell for me and Jackson. Yeah. We were diving in front of the table.
Literally, yeah. It's terrifying. I'm like, okay, I got to get rid of this mirror. We have an all-white
couch. Anything like sharp and super. Mm-hmm. Yeah, that makes sense. I feel like I also, it's weird because I am always attracted to lighter colors for interior design stuff or even clothing. And recently I'm like, I don't know if it's just I've overdone it myself, but even in my previous house it was like white, light everything. And I've been drawn to even like moodier, darker stuff sometimes lately. And I feel I'm like, I don't know if we're just, know? Yeah, I'm like, I
well,
don't
think
know if
about,
the farmhouse
guys,
I'm over.
Think about the style, like early 2000s. It was like Tuscany, like the Italian
the
village,
roosters.
The like dark brown. And it's almost like the same colors now, but like a refined. 100%. Do you know what I'm saying?
It's like a modern,
it's like the
twist.
Styles always like cycle, and we'll do the white thing again in probably 10 years. But yeah. I think like
it's run back. Its course a little bit.
Darker kitchens, like the green kitchens. I feel like Kendall Jenner's kitchen is so sexy.
Oh, it's everything.
Her whole house is beautiful.
She's like love an inspo it. For my house for sure.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
her James Turrell.
Yes,
that's my dream.
I know. I love her house. It's like.
Her house is definitely my favorite out of all of the Kardashians.
It gives like, same. It gives you energy. It's bright, but it also has the color, the coziness aspect. Yeah, I love it.
And then you know what's the best is that I feel like Devin Booker's house is like the like masculine energy of
I knew you were
going to
say that. And yes.
It's so totally. Good too.
Wait, did you know I bought this Kentucky University or what is this? Kentucky Wildcats sweatshirt today because that's where Devin Booker went to college.
I love it.
Just so in case he sees me wearing it.
You guys got to get him on the pod.
All right. Oh. I'll wear this. And he'll be like,
if he Kendall Jenner's probably going to sue me for all the TikToks I've made about her. I don't think I have a chance.
For defamation?
Anymore. Yes. Well, speaking
what a great.
Well, speaking of people copying you,
what a great segue.
You know, you've posted a few times about people ripping off your stuff or Megan Fox copying your wedding ring. Are these jokes? Are they real? We know you get crap for saying, like, you know, that people are copying it. The reason I'm saying that is because I remember on something you posted, you were like, I know people always say that I think everyone's copying me, but and then you laid out some facts. So
what's it like being a trendsetter?
What's it like to be Indie Blue, the trendsetter?
Here's the thing about being a trendsetter. It's like how do I say this without getting cut out of context and put on TikTok? Yeah. I just think like it's not like it's that cool to be a trendsetter. I'm not saying that I'm like some cool thing that like everyone looks to. I just think I have an eye for,
like, you're good at trend forecasting.
I have an eye for trends. I really truly just have since I was a kid. I really pioneered the sparkly Toms to Oak Canyon Junior High School.
That made it all the way to my junior high.
Yeah, that was me.
Thanks, Cindy. I couldn't afford them, but thank you.
I don't know. I think it's me being so deep into like pop culture, maybe. Mm-hmm. I've always just been, you know, chronically online. And I think it's more of that. It's more that I just like pay attention to trends and stuff.
You highlight them.
Yeah. And I think I do a good job of like putting my, I think I do a good job of putting my own spin on trends.
Yeah.
But with like the ring thing, that it was a joke, but then it turned into not a joke and I felt like I had to explain myself.
You're like, wait, it's real now.
I mean, the reason why I just had to say something because they look so similar.
Wait, for those who listening who may not know what you're talking about, give a brief summary of.
So I have this ring. It's a Tui Ma. I don't know how to say it. It's just like this little.
Oh, just this little ring. Thing. No, it's this like gorgeous engagement ring. Okay, guys, she's really downplaying it.
Yeah, it's gorgeous. It's also moissanite. So
love that.
Let's see if Megan can compete with that.
I bet yours is more expensive.
But no, my ring is beautiful. Jack kind of, again, he has to be so, I'm telling you, this is also like more of Jack than me. Same thing with the dark walls. He's like, I want you to have a blue ring or a green one. And I'm like, I don't know. And he just was so adamant about me having a colored ring. And I was like, what if, well, because I just wanted like the plain one. Because I was like, what if the green doesn't go with my outfit every day?
Yeah. Valid.
Yeah, and valid point.
He was like, why not just get both? So we kind of decided to do both. And it's not like we invented the style, but I really hadn't looked at that style before. We just decided to combine these and he got it custom made. He kind of did the whole thing on his own. And it had it's a unique ring. I mean,
for sure.
Or it was.
It was.
6 months ago.
But the thing is,
and it had a moment on the internet.
Yes.
Right? It kind of like my engagement video has, you know, over 1 million views. My TikToks had a couple million views. Mm-hmm. And then people underestimate Pinterest, right? My wedding ring was all over Pinterest, which if you're going to look up wedding ring inspo,
exactly,
you're probably going to see a picture of my ring from last summer. Like that's just how SEO works.
Yeah. No, and it's true.
So when I say Megan Fox was inspired by my ring,
it's a joke, but maybe it's not.
It's a joke, but what I mean by that is that, you know, I do have an influence, and maybe my ring inspired a boom of this type of ring, which yes, could have further inspired hers. I don't know.
I believe it, and I think you made a good point before when we were talking, yeah, where just because someone else, quote unquote, has done it before. Well, at the current moment when you got your ring made, it wasn't trending. Or
yeah,
trendy.
I mean, people say like, well, Emrata did that first. Everyone commented Emrata did that first. And I was like, well, why wasn't it trending in 2018
yeah,
then?
Yeah, then why,
well, then why doesn't why everybody
take,
have
why
it now?
Why did it take 4 years? And then right after it happened to me, mm-hmm, it's now the most, it's on everyone's,
well, also,
explore
why,
page.
Why are people mad at you for being a trendsetter? Like, what is the...
I think people just get mad.
At you?
Yeah.
Well, what is it about... Me. Hold on, let's dive into this. What is it about you that you think people... Because I do feel like you do get a lot of hate.
Sorry.
Like, you really do. You get... You have a... Definitely a lot of people that like come for you for stuff.
It's almost like the yin and yang of your followers, where it's like you don't just have neutral followers, yeah, across the board. It's like you have diehard fans and then
totally
diehard, you know,
haters.
Yeah, diehard haters.
I really have like come a long way. Like last year was like the journey for me. I seriously would cry every time someone would make a TikTok about me or say something. Like I would just like say, what is wrong with me? Like why do people, what is it about me? Like I don't understand like why people have such strong,
sad.
Yeah, no, it was so
like
sad.
Like the knee-jerk reaction.
I really thought like it was some flawed thing in me that just brought something out of people. And I do think that there's something that I bring out of people. I don't think it's flawed. I think, mm-hmm, I think I'm more of just a mirror for people. And
I
a lot of
that.
People see the good in me. I think what it is a lot of people are inspired by me. So people tell me that, you know, instead of like wanting to be me, they want to be themselves. Like I inspire them. Which I inspire the them to like.
What a great compliment.
It's truly the kindest thing someone could say to me. And I realized that on the flip side, that brings out a lot of jealousy in people. And maybe not even jealousy, but.
Yeah, like you said, you're a mirror.
I'm a mirror. So negative things. And I truly, I mean, it sounds like therapy talk.
So you're the internet's twin flame.
Yeah, I'm the ultimate Gemini. But I think I really had to come to terms with that. Like, it's not me. It's you. Yeah. You know, like if you are triggered by me so deeply and like, yeah, it truly has nothing to do with me. And I'm happy to be at that place.
How have you gotten there?
Oh my gosh. A lot of
like, do you have all day?
Crying, a lot of therapy, truly just therapy, honestly. And I'm trying to think of a good answer because like this has seriously been like what I've been working on the last few months. But
well, do you feel like right now you're at a point where you just like don't give an F about what people think about you?
Yeah.
Oh, truly, I love that for you.
Yeah. I'm truly getting there. And I had to lose a lot to get there. I had to lose a lot to where I'm like, I don't care what anyone thinks of me anymore. And I think as a people pleaser, I had to like finally like lose that battle because people do have their preconceived notions about me. You know, you either like me or you don't, or like you've heard someone say something about me, whatever. So I kind of anticipate that when I meet people or when I start new friendships or relationships. And I think I'm always overcompensating, trying to like almost like beat them to like, or, you know, counteract whatever they might be thinking of me. Like, I'm just trying so hard. Like, I don't want people to think I'm a bitch. I don't want people to think I'm full of myself or mean or this or that or whatever. I'll go above and beyond to try to prove them that I'm not. And they'll still think I am.
Mm-hmm. I was going to say, it's ironic because I even feel like I've had moments like that too, where I'm like, oh, I just don't want them to think that like, yeah, I'm just this stuck up girl or that I'm this or that. And then because that's causing anxiety in me, I feel like I'm not even being myself. Yeah. And then I'm like more disappointed when I leave the interaction. I'm like, I should have just like said the joke I was gonna say that I think is funny, you know?
Yeah, because you're in your head, you are being inauthentic. So then people are like, you're inauthentic. And you're like, no, I promise. And something that just clicked as you were saying that, I feel like us three can relate to, and probably a lot of people that want to be entertainers. We were just talking about this earlier. Like a lot of kids when they're little are like, I want to be a Disney star. Like I want to be whatever. It's like, I've always loved performing and being on stage and like being the center of attention. I mean, I feel like we all have been like that, you know, that's why we choose the jobs we choose. Mm-hmm. But that's also probably the people who want to be entertainers so badly is because they want people to like them. They want people to look at them and they want people to like, you know, give them the attention that they think that they want. But then that's why it's so hard for those people when they do, you know, become social media influencers or in the public eye in any kind of form or fashion. It's so hard for them when people don't like them, more so than someone who maybe never wanted to be an entertainer because they don't care about people looking at them.
Yeah.
So I feel like it's even a harder pill to swallow for people who just wanted this so bad for the sole reason of like, I want people to like me. I want people to look at me. I want people to pay attention to me. And then they do. And then they're like,
you're a try hard. You're like, awesome.
My worst
nightmare. I think, I was stuck in that for a while, like needing so badly to be liked to be okay. Mm-hmm. So that was my like big lesson, was like having enough self-worth to be like, you don't know me, so you're not going to tell me about me anymore. I really used to just sit and internalize everything everyone would tell me about myself to the point where I didn't even know who I was. Like I was like, who am I? Because I like rap music, because I was trying to impress a boy in ninth grade and I learned all the lyrics to that Snoop Dogg song. Like that part of my personality is not even real. And this is from this person because she asked me if I liked this movie series and I wanted to be cool. And so I told her I liked it. And do you get what I'm saying?
Right. Yeah. You like base your personality off of all these different things.
I just spent so many years trying to fit into, kind of like we're saying about the Mormon thing almost, fit into the expectations that I thought everyone wanted of me. And then I realized at the end of the day, I would never meet them ever. Mm-hmm. So I might as well be myself.
And people and enjoy your life.
People still think I'm a bitch. People still think I'm full of myself and self-centered, and I just have to remind myself that they literally don't know me.
Mm-hmm.
And so
it's really crazy, like to see people on the internet be so bold and say, she's so this, she's so problematic, she's so this, she's so this. And I'm like, you don't know me.
Yeah.
Like, you just, like, I really am not allowing myself to let strangers tell me how I feel about myself.
Yeah.
I don't definitely. Even care if they're telling other people, but I'm not going to take that shit personally anymore.
I love that journey for you.
Thanks, guys.
That makes me happy. I'm touched.
Definitely.
I'm inspired. Same.
Honey, 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 honey. Today's episode is sponsored by Honey. We all shop online. Chelsea and I specifically are big online shoppers over here.
You and, might say we're addicted.
You know, you see that promo code sometimes and you're just like the promo code field. And when you don't have a promo code, it's a real bummer. But thanks to Honey, manually searching for coupon codes is a thing of the past. Honey is the free shopping tool that scours the internet for promo codes and applies the best one it finds to your cart. Honey supports over 30,000 stores online. They range from sites that have tech and gaming products to popular fashion brands and even food delivery. I've said it before, my bed frame that took a long, long time to get here, it's like my favorite piece of furniture I've ever owned. Honey saved me a big portion on that, you guys. Like, I was actually shocked at how much money that was saved when I was purchasing my bed. And Honey's also saved me just like a lot of money on purchasing clothes and other stuff like that.
I just remember that Honey saved me a ton of money on my TV. So I was able to get my dream TV. Thank you, Honey. Appreciate it. So imagine you're shopping on one of your favorite sites. When you check out, the Honey button drops down and all you have to do is click apply coupons. Wait a few seconds as Honey searches for coupons it can find for that site. And then if Honey finds a working coupon, you'll watch the prices drop it like it's hot. If you don't already have Honey, you could be straight up missing out. It's literally free and installs in a few seconds. And by getting it, you'll be doing yourself a solid and you'll be supporting our podcast. I would never recommend something that I don't use. So get Honey for free at joinhoney.com/whatwesaid. That's joinhoney.com/whatwesaid. Go check it out. We're going to jump into an ad really quick and we're going to talk about Macy's. You've heard it here a million times and that's because we love Macy's. We're Macy's girls, okay? And Macy's.com has a really cool feature. They have a personal stylist that you can book literally to help you pick out a look or an outfit. So if you're daydreaming of your next beach getaway or, you know, maybe you're someone who just sits on the beach, doesn't touch the water.
Oops.
Not to call anybody out, but we love to do both, okay? So no matter what your speed is, Macy's is bringing you all of the island vibes, the vacation vibes. They have the must-haves like tropical print, flowy skirt, and maybe a cutout bathing suit, some sandals. And also, it's hard if you don't know how to put an outfit together, okay? Macy's has got you covered because you don't always know, you know, what to wear to vacation to feel and look your best.
They also have a ton of like accessories. They got bucket hats to add that, you know, little oomph to your outfit. Accessorizing is key, ladies. And Macy's gets that you've got enough to plan before your vacay, so their personal stylists will help you put your look together either in store or from the comfort of your own home. Best of all, it's totally free. So head on over to macy's.com/personalstylist to book your appointment today. It's pretty awesome that it's free and it's super easy on the website too. You just simply click a button. It says book now. You can choose if you want virtual or in store. And then you just give them some info about like what you're shopping for or if it's any special occasion, how much time you have for it, and all of that. So it's pretty great and very streamlined. Again, that is macy's.com/personalstylist. Go check it out if you're going on a vacation soon and you need a tropical vibe curated for you.
How do you think your, I mean, you kind of just touched on this, but how do you think your relationship with social media has changed? Like, what do you feel it is now?
It's so interesting. Last summer, I had a real like breakdown where I fully came to terms with like my social media addiction as if it was any other addiction. I was like, oh, like I can't function without constant validation, basically. And so I just started trying to be off of my phone more. And I mean, it's kind of going back to what we were saying. I just realized how, like, if I wanted to like watch a movie, I had to go on Twitter first to see what everyone was saying about the movie. You know, or this is so random, but like the Gabby Petito case, do you guys remember that? I just remember feeling so weird because it felt like everyone wanted to like be the first to like report on the case. You know, and I even feel like that sometimes, like if something big in pop culture happens, or I want to be like the first one to be like, do you guys hear about this? Little things like that, or even just the realization, like, not everyone needs to hear my constant stream of thoughts.
100%. That's been something I've been realizing lately. Trying to internalize.
Even if it's super relevant, even if it's like, I mean, I really last year had to have a lot of hard looks at my relationship to social media because it was so, I mean, just truly codependent.
Yeah. When you say like constant, you're like, oh, I can't function without constant validation. Are you checking your comments constantly? Like,
no, not even that. It's more of just like robotic, right? Just like I said, like I.
Like a numbing almost.
Yeah. Or like I'm going to ask Instagram about what I should have for dinner or what I should watch for my next show instead of just like myself.
Right.
It just became so, I just so heavily reliant on this like feedback loop, and I don't know, I feel like it's gotten a lot better because I started deleting it during the week, just the app, and I'll have it, I have like the Lonely Ghost account, so I'll post for work, and then I have it on my iPad, so like if I need to check something I will, but that just,
so you still do that now, or that's like something you did to kind of detox?
I still do that now.
Okay.
And that truly has changed my like anxiety part of Instagram. Also, I don't know if I've ever talked about this, but people will think I'm a pick me girl for this, but I truly haven't had likes in probably 2 years.
Oh, what like do you mean? You can't see?
Yeah, I can't see. I could not tell you how many likes I get. I don't know if it's 30,000 or 100,000.
Oh, you can't see your own likes.
Yeah, I don't. Oh. I don't ever look. I mean, I could, but I just don't look because they're just always hidden.
Yeah.
I really recommend that.
Yeah.
And at first, I will say at first, I was kind of like not on board with the hiding likes thing.
You're like, because I have killer engagement.
Yeah, for selfish reasons. I used to like really pull 100,000 per photo. And the number side of social media always gave me so much anxiety. Even now, you can't see like, it won't show your story numbers. It hides that. It's just so, and having that be a part of your job where you're like having to look all the time, you know, that was so stressful for me. So when I kind of stopped doing ads, I'm like, I don't want to be looking at how many people are liking my stuff, how many people are watching my stuff. Cause it's really hard to not tie that to your worth.
Yeah.
Yeah. If it goes down, it's like, oh, what did I do? Am I not, maybe I need to post more of this. And it's just,
yeah.
I think what you said about, you know, going or wanting to see what show you're watching and being like, oh, I should ask, instead of just searching through and seeing what looks good to you, like stuff like that, is little things like that are so powerful. And I found myself lately, I maybe talked about this on the podcast, like I would make a TikTok and then I would show like Leigh for Chelsea and be like, is this funny, like should I post this? And then recently I've just been like, no, it's funny, I'm gonna post it because it's funny, like I don't need anyone's validation.
That's exactly what I'm talking about.
Yeah.
I used to do that stuff like, should I post this, should I do this, and now I'm trying, exactly like you said, just trust myself.
And it's been so, it sounds so silly, but it's been empowering to me. And it's funny because sometimes
you know deep down what you want.
Yeah, 100%. Trust your gut. Like there have even been TikToks where I've thought to ask, I'm like, should I post this, is it funny enough, and then I'll post it, I'll get a million views, and I'm like, I knew it was funny. I'm glad I just posted it, you know?
Exactly.
Do you, let's talk about Lonely Ghost.
Okay.
Because we're obsessed. Is that?
Yeah, this is Lonely Ghost.
Is that new? Because I've not seen that.
We're doing a little collab with Jenny's Ice Cream.
So cute.
I love Jenny's Ice Cream. I love your soft launches that you do on Instagram.
Thank you.
Every time I'm like, okay, that's a very cute sweatshirt. Oh, and I am like, I am the one that never gets your launches. Like I literally, I'll be like, okay, set my alarm for 9. And
no
then
way.
Case, of course, will start crying at 8:59 to like being breastfed. I'm like, okay, nurse the child, or like grab. And so I'll get on like 9:05 and I'm like, what was the recent one? The green one?
Yeah. Text me when you get lonely.
I need that.
I'll send it to you.
Are you restocking?
You guys just
got to
text me. I mean, even me.
I'm like, I can't even get without my own merchandise.
Yeah. It's pretty crazy.
Seriously. Okay. Who is like who's the coolest person that you've ever seen like wearing Lonely Ghost that you're like, okay, that is goals, or like the coolest kind of
like a fangirl moment or something where someone that you follow or okay. something.
We're still like the Olivia Rodrigo thing was cool, like when she posed in front of our wall.
Yes.
We were there today.
Oh, sick. Mm-hmm. We don't get like a lot of celebrities. This one girl, this TikToker, she was like the biggest TikToker in 2020. She actually wore one of our shirts, and then she started a makeup line.
Oh, yes.
And copied our slogan. Do you guys? Yeah, we know. Like, do you guys know Addison Rae?
Have you guys ever heard of her?
I've never heard of her.
Yeah.
Honestly, that was probably the coolest person that's ever worn Lonely Ghost. I forget. Yeah, like, and then
sue me. Amazing. No.
Yeah, kidding. You're like, we're suing you. And then thanks for the shout out.
No, there's got to be someone else.
I think the Olivia Rodrigo thing's pretty cool because she's
cute,
popping off.
I really want Northwest in some Lonely Ghost.
Ugh, iconic.
Yeah, that's the
goal. I could totally see that.
I was
putting it out there.
You, yes. Jackson, I mean, maybe I shouldn't say this because they're literally getting a divorce now, but you guys kind of give me Kanye and Kim vibes where, you know, he was saying like, oh, like I want, he's kind of inspiring your fashion a little bit where you're like, oh, I want all white. And he's like,
because he has to be so different. Yeah.
Yeah, I love it.
He'll love that comparison.
Yeah. I mean, but, you know, in a universe where they last forever.
Yeah, totally.
Do you feel like, because I mean, maybe you think different. We're like, you're living the life that you've been manifesting. But you, I feel like you're the happiest you've ever been. Correct me if I'm wrong.
It's been rough.
Yeah.
I'm like, absolutely not.
Absolutely not.
She's like, I must be fake.
So I'm in a really good place right now. Mm-hmm. But like I was saying earlier, yeah, it's just been, it was a growing year.
Mm-hmm.
And you obviously, once you get perspective, you can see things so clearly, right? I remember the end of last year. Just a really like tough time for me. I was rereading my old manifestations from the beginning of 2021.
Dude, do you know our notes? Because you're like, you segue into each.
Really?
Yeah. The next one's like, what's your process on goal setting?
No way.
Yeah. So not that we have notes written down.
At the beginning of the year, I just wrote down literally just simple like manifestations.
Mm-hmm.
And I wrote down dream house, truly not thinking I'd actually get my dream house. Mm-hmm. Like that was kind of like, I wanted to find like our dream house for that time in our lives. Yeah. I wasn't expecting to get that an actual dream house, I guess. But I wrote everything down and everything I wrote down was so, I guess it was just such a really big goals, mm-hmm. really big goals, almost like leaving a very big gap between the girl I was when I set them.
Yeah. Like almost where you feel embarrassed to even write it down. Like, am I being 1,000%.
Like I should not even write this, mm-hmm. but yeah. So a lot of big goals like that. And I think I truly had to be like thrown into the refiner's fire
mm-hmm.
to come out as someone who could like, you know,
accomplish things.
Something like that. And heading into this next phase, I think I'm like starting, a lot of my manifestations are starting to like
come to fruition.
Yeah. And I think I am happier than I've been in forever. I've like been on this new wave where I'm like, I try not to like label if I'm happy or not.
I just try
to like measure joy.
Yeah.
Really about just like moments of joy, because it really stresses me out to like, if I'm like, I'm not happy.
No pressure.
The next day you're like,
why am I not happy anymore?
That's actually really good.
I don't think we're supposed to be like
way to look
happy all the time. Mm-hmm. It's not like it's a temporary state. And so I think I'm finally like seeing the results of all the healing, you know. It was like so much work, so much trauma work and mm-hmm. reprogramming and therapy. And it just kind of felt like I was never going to see like the light, and I'm good now. So it's really exciting.
I love that outlook. Thanks. Like just measuring moments of joy, because I do feel like
it's a lot of pressure.
Yeah. And when you accept that life is always going to have hard things, instead of being like, okay, now I'm at my peak, like hope I don't fall.
Yeah.
Then it's like way less stressful, which makes you happier. So you're exactly. like.
And realizing that you can be two things at once, and you don't have to always pick like your exactly. emotion. It's not like, oh, I have to be happy. And if you have, because I'll even catch myself like having a great day, and then I'll have moments that are not like, even earlier today, I was like, I'm in a bad mood. Like I'm not right now. I feel super happy. I'm excited to, you know, be doing this. But earlier today, a few hours ago, I was like, I don't know why. I'm just in a weird, bad, kind of a bad mood.
Yeah.
But it's fine. Yeah. If you're just measuring little things as moments and not like labeling the whole day as like, worst day.
And not, you know, putting everything into the big moments. That was kind of my whole thing, was finding, I don't know why nail polish was such a big thing. I used to get just like solid colors every time.
Mm-hmm.
And now every time I'm like, I just go, I'll get like either a cool design, or I will just go and I will like literally pick the one that speaks to me. And if it's sparkles, I'll get it sparkles. Mm-hmm. And it's weird, but I'm like, getting my nails done is bringing me so much joy right now.
Yeah.
Okay, love that.
And that's just what I'm trying to like, it helps me stay present too. Yeah. I think
do you feel like the joy you feel when you get your nails done, like, is kind of the same thing as, you know, the joy of getting your house?
Yeah, it is. And that's the thing is,
because it's the same feeling.
It's the same feeling. And so I think that, you know, people listening, you especially, you know, after a day we had, like, where we're talking to influencers and we're in this culture where you're always wanting to, you're always comparing yourself. You're always wanting to one up. And it's like, I think if I could have told myself that when I was traveling and always wanting to go somewhere cooler or take a cooler picture or, you know, just keep going, I wish I could have just told myself that, like, the little stuff is just as, it's fun. The exact same. Yeah.
I just love as that. Meaningful. Because just
meaningful, yeah.
Because I think the expectation that the house will bring you more joy than the nails, and then the house kind
it
of
sets
is
you
the same.
Up for disappointment.
Yeah, you're like, oh, this didn't make me happier.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, what's the next thing that I need to do to make me happier? Again, like, maybe you'll have fleeting moments of adrenaline or, like, yeah, excitement, but I love that.
As far as, like, manifesting and goal setting and stuff, do you feel like you're, are you super into that? Like, do you like to set very specific things that you're manifesting for the year, for the month? Like, what's your process on that?
Yeah, I'm super into manifestation. And there's this podcast called To Be Magnetic. You guys should listen to it. They break down, like, the science of manifesting and they make it really, like, just easy to understand. And one of the actions that you're supposed to do is, or one of the steps is aligned action. And so this has, like, changed my life because I'm scared of everything. And aligned action is just, like, pretty much facing your fears. And I'm not even kidding you guys. That's why I did this hosting thing today.
I love that.
Because when they asked me to do it, I was like, no, I don't want to do that.
First reaction.
But I also want to speak at keynotes someday. I also would, like, love to do more things like this. Like, I want, you know, like, I have these career aspirations and I just realized, I'm like, these are opportunities. These are stepping stones. And I'm just like, by me saying no is showing the universe or whatever you want to call it that I'm not worth it.
Mm-hmm.
Like, and so I, when I got this email, I was like, oh, I was like, I have to say yes. And I wasn't like, I didn't want to do it, but I was like, okay, I'm going to do it.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that's so much, like, manifestations come in so quick if you face a fear, because it's literally you stepping into your worth. Even me getting on an airplane, like, when I have flight anxiety, is me being like, I'm worth this trip, I'm worth this flight. Like, and that's,
it boosts your confidence.
It's magnetic
for sure. Like, doing things that scare you, it, no doubt, it puts you into a higher place.
Isn't it you who said that your mom, like, has the quote of, like, do it scared?
Yeah.
Do it scared or something?
Uh-huh. I think my one of my parents, but I've always loved that quote.
Mm-hmm. That's amazing.
If you're going to do it, just, if you're, I don't remember.
Yeah.
If you're scared, do it scared.
Yeah, exactly. Something if you're like scared that. Of something. My sister, maybe she doesn't want me saying this, so might be taking this out, but she's been doing therapy where you face your fears and, like, a little bit at a time, and it's, like, helped her tremendously. More than, like, talk therapy or anything else, because it just shows you, like, okay, I'll be okay, you know?
Yeah.
This podcast is sponsored by BetterHelp Online Therapy. We all know that life can be very overwhelming sometimes, and many people are burned out without even knowing it. Symptoms of this can include lack of motivation, feeling helpless, or maybe trapped, detachment, fatigue, and more. Burnout is it's nothing to mess around with. It really can affect your quality of life, which can affect every aspect of your life. And sometimes we think, oh, we can just only be burned out with work, but that's not the only cause. Any of our roles in life can lead us to feel burned out, and BetterHelp Online Therapy wants to remind you to prioritize yourself. Talking with someone can really help you figure out what's causing stress in your life. I know I get stressed out by a lot of things, so BetterHelp is here to help.
It's so nice to be able to talk with someone, you know, in a therapy setting, just get your thoughts out to someone other than, you know, maybe your friends or your family who are biased, and just be able to really get your thoughts out there and hopefully lower your stress
And like Chelsea said, burnout doesn't only have to be with work. It can be with like family issues or anything that you're going through. So BetterHelp is customized online therapy that offers video, phone, and even live chat sessions with your therapist. So you don't have to see anyone on camera if you don't want to. It's more affordable than in-person therapy, and you can be matched with a therapist in under 48 hours. This podcast is sponsored by BetterHelp, and What We Said listeners get 10% off their first month at betterhelp.com/whatwesaid. That is BetterHelp.com/whatwesaid. You know, happiness doesn't always have to come from within, okay? Sometimes an external accomplishment, taking part in a little playful competition, can make you smile. You feel me? So, you know, inner peace is great, but you know what's better? Making it to level 1000 in Best Fiends. That's what true satisfaction feels like. You know, you can move through these levels pretty quickly on Best Fiends. I made it to level like 200 or 300 in not that long, okay? And what I love about it is that it's just easy. It's kind of mindless. You don't have to, like, you know, be a professional gamer by any means to play this. Great for on the plane, for on the go, on a road trip. If you don't get car sick, you can play the game when you're doing that. It's just a casual mobile puzzle game.
Yeah, I've been all about play lately, you know, just having fun, enjoying life. And we should not leave the games just to the kids, okay? The adults need some fun too, and that's what Best Fiends is here for. Just
some good, wholesome fun.
Exactly. Once you download Best Fiends, you can play anywhere, even without an internet connection, which is great if you're stuck without Wi-Fi, like we said, on the plane. Collect tons of fiends that get powered up as you play more levels. Every win brings new challenges, thousands of puzzles to play, and new in-game events are added all the time. With thousands of levels, there's always more to play, so go ahead and let enough is never enough be your new mantra, okay? Download Best Fiends for free from the App Store or Google Play. Plus, earn even more with $5 worth of in-game rewards when you reach level 5, and you'll reach level 5 in like 2 seconds, okay? Yes. I have faith in you. That's friends without the R, Best Fiends. Go download and start playing today.
Do you believe that, or like, I don't know, even that podcast, that you can manifest bad things to happen to you?
Oof. No.
Woo!
That's not
cured
true.
My anxiety.
Yeah, seriously.
No.
I'm like, just postpartum anxiety over here. Wondering if I'm manifesting. I just had another question that you were talking about. Well, we can move on, but I wanted to say this conversation is...
Everything.
Yeah. You're everything.
We're having a good combo, yeah, guys.
You're like grounding me. I feel so calm. This is like, I feel
great
like
how energy.
How you make people feel on social media, where it's just like a nice warm hug.
Stop. Thank you.
Well, now I don't even maybe want to get into the next conversation, but.
It's okay. I think we can put a positive spin on it.
We want to talk about friend breakups and and friendships. And you also like publicize your friendships as well. It's like, it's like watching a sitcom, you know, following
reality.
It's like, you know your friends, you know your relationships, and people get invested in those. Mm-hmm. So how do you deal with friendships, you know, if they go awry, if things happen, like what is your expectations of friendships? So on and so forth.
Yeah, no, that's such a good point. It's like when I have a boyfriend and I break up and everyone's like, what happened? Mm-hmm. They're just as invested in my friends. And that's like the downside of me being so open and sharing that side of my life. I have had a lot of friend breakups in the last few years. And
why do you think that is? Like just with age that. Or?
I mean, there's a lot of reasons. Mm-hmm. I'm like, should we unpack?
Yeah.
I mean, to be honest, I like am a very codependent person in friendships. And I've seen that cycle kind of repeat a lot in a lot of my friendships. And
by codependent, you mean like you ask a lot from them, or you
just want to be with them
all the time?
No, codependent and like I'm terrified of them leaving me.
Oh, gotcha.
Yeah, like I will do anything to keep them from leaving me, right? It's almost just like you're gripping too tightly on people you love.
You're strangling them.
Yeah, that's I think that's like a really big issue for me in friendships. Some other times it's just like you grow apart. That one's really, that's probably just the most painful. And I'm so bad with change that it's hard for me to just like accept that things are different. Mm-hmm. And like I want things to be like the way they were so bad. And it's so hard for me to accept that they're different.
Yeah. I think too, when you don't have something, when a friendship, you know, ends and you have like bitterness or it's like a big blow up, sometimes it's easier because you can blame something. But yeah, like you said, when you just kind of outgrow, it's like, dang, this is just kind of sad. Like there's nothing to blame. It's just kind of,
there's some like different places now.
Yeah. I had a pretty gnarly like friendship breakup about a year ago. And yeah, I mean, I told you guys, it doesn't make sense. Like, it didn't make sense. And it still doesn't really make a lot of sense to me. But what I found after probably 8 months was like, I did learn a lot of lessons from this person in that situation. And I guess what I got from that was like, every person in our lives is truly like, I look at it like an actor. So I literally look at it like before we come here, we decide what we want to do, what we want to accomplish, like what our goal is, what the end goal is. And then we essentially create like this cast that's going to help us get there. And so I think beforehand, me and this chick were, this was part of the script. This was part of the play. Like I think her role was to help me see some things about myself. And I think I also had a very significant role in her life. And I also think timing is very important. Like I had a fight with a friend right before I got pregnant. It was my roommate. We got in a fight. We had never been in a fight ever. Randomly had an argument and I ended up just like flying home. And I literally like got pregnant while I was on this trip home.
Oh.
And I just weirdly I weirdly think, or even my, like even the fight with me and Jackson got in with what we said.
Yeah.
Exactly. No, but I think like
it if all I would have what we said.
If I would have never gotten in that fight with that girl, like literally wouldn't have my child.
Yeah.
I think timing is everything. I think as corny as it sounds, everything happens for a reason. And I do believe in people coming back around. You know, sometimes it's just, I mean, Jackson and I went through that same thing. Like we just, it wasn't the right time. And I think maybe because, and being codependent, sometimes having people hurt me to the point where like, I have to cut them off or like I have to choose myself in a way. That was kind of, I guess, my lesson. I was so codependent with these people, almost like putting them on a pedestal.
Do you feel like you give and like don't receive the same energy?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, it's, yeah, to an extreme level.
Right. Do you like then, hold resentment against them?
I was going to say, and then sometimes it's like self-inflicted. Sometimes I feel like 1,000%. I do that too, where I just like give. And I'm like trying to like you said, like, oh, I just want to make them feel so good or whatever. And then if I don't receive the same energy back, I'm like, cool. But then I'm like, wait,
it's not their fault. Yeah.
I'm like, I'm going so crazy about like doing, I'm like, why am I even doing the most right now? Like I need to chill.
And I think I realized that with this situation. And it was like, I had to choose myself. Because it goes back to self-worth. It's like I didn't value myself enough. And so it was like her valuing me gave me my worth.
Yeah, validation.
And when we weren't friends or we had that cutoff, I literally was like, I had no one. The girl that I would cry to, I didn't have. Like I literally had to choose myself. There's this Lord lyric that I love. And she says, so I guess I'll go home into the arms of the girl that I love.
Oh, Liability. That song wrecks me every time.
And she's talking about herself.
Mm-hmm.
That's literally what I felt. I was like, I have no one else right now except me. And yeah, it wasn't fair to be like it's not fair to put that on anyone. That level of like, you know, validate me.
Yeah, responsibility.
Me.
Yeah,
definitely. Exactly. It's like not their job.
Yeah.
Yeah, I feel that.
Yeah, I think I was kind of talking about this on Instagram the other day. On Instagram, sorry, someone asked me something about friendships. And I was saying how I think people sometimes, like you're saying, expect too much out of friendships and they expect one person to be their everything.
Yep.
When you don't need one friend to be everything.
Totally.
It's like you're not going to find the that's you wanting to be friends with yourself. Mm-hmm. Like you have to know that person is a different person. And that's what you have to appreciate about that friendship is that they have different things. They have different interests. They live a completely different life than you, no matter how similar or different you think they are. It's like they will serve a purpose in your life and it doesn't have to be every purpose. You know what I mean? It's like 1,000%. They don't always have to be the person, you know, maybe you have a friend who really inspires you to like, you said be a really like hard worker.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe you have another friend who just makes you feel calm and just makes you feel, you know, warm and cozy, but you have no other like similar interests. You know what I mean? And I feel like sometimes people will be like, well, she's great at this, but you don't do this for me and you don't do this for me. And it's like, well, I'm not, you.
I'm not your everything.
That for yourself.
Yeah, that's a good point. Mm-hmm. I was listening to a podcast recently and she was saying how like a lot of girls sometimes will let a guy just like treat them horribly but then expect the absolute world from their girlfriends.
That's so true.
And yeah. It's kind of that same concept. It's like expecting every friend to be like, yeah. And I'm like guilty of this too. I feel like I've been like peeling back layers of this recently too, but because I'm hypercritical of myself, like I'll sometimes catch myself being hypercritical of others where I'm like kind of doing that. I'm like, well, she's really good at this, but like, and then I'm like, oh my gosh, like that's so rude. And also she doesn't need to be good at that. And like, I'm not even good at that. It's like,
it's the mirror.
Yes, it's the mirror 100%. It's like such a reflection of like where you are at. Like if I'm in a bad place, I'll catch myself being like very judgy and I'm like, ew. And then I shame myself. It's awesome. Yeah. Which is an endless cycle. But
yeah. And I feel like if you can even just turn it from shame to like self-reflection, you realize friendships make you better no matter what. Because anytime you're annoyed, anytime you're frustrated, anytime you're feeling abandoned, anything like that, it's like there is, I've been saying this on the podcast a lot. Like, I don't know why, but there's no other. There's only self.
Yeah. And so there's something you're lacking.
Yeah. It's like, okay, there's something I'm being triggered. What is going on with me?
Mm-hmm.
Like, why am I feeling abandoned? Why am I feeling like this? And then you can appreciate your friendships for making you better. And also it's like when, you know, people always talk about like, oh, my friend's being toxic right now. Like, what should I do? And it's like, well, they're just a human being. Like, again, you can't expect your friend to be perfect. And if you're lifelong friends for their entire life, are you perfect your entire life? Have you ever done anything mean? Have you ever done anything annoying? Have you ever been inconsiderate? Like, you can, if you just hold space for other people, you'll find it's a lot easier to hold space for yourself as well.
I think toxic is thrown around way too loosely is the problem. Yeah. There is such thing as like toxicity, but it's like, it's probably not as common as people are making it out to be.
It's like, oh, she's my toxic friend. She didn't text me back for 2 days. It's like, okay, well, maybe she's not toxic.
She's depressed.
Yeah. And maybe check on her, honestly. Maybe send her flowers.
Should we do some like rapid fire, just like fun little questions?
Okay.
Okay.
Yeah.
Do you watch reality TV?
Oh, yeah.
Okay. Obsessed. What are your favorites?
Housewives all the way. Survivor.
Which one's your favorite, right? Yes. Mm-hmm. All of us. Are you watching the new season right now?
No. We always like wait till the freaking end.
So that you can. Yeah. Oh, well, I was going to say we usually wait so we can binge if it like it just came out. Yeah. But we've actually been watching it week to week and it's like.
Is it good?
Painful. Well, no. It's painful because I'm like, I don't want to wait.
Yeah, that's why.
But yeah, it's great. Like, I've never watched a Survivor season and been like, that was horrible. Like, even if some are better than others, they're all just so good.
They're all good.
Obsessed.
That's all I watch.
You guys, are you into Housewives? I convert everyone.
Well, I watched a few seasons of Beverly Hills and I really liked it. I'm just like, I don't know what it is about. Something about me is I can't. Like, I've been watching. Have you ever watched Desperate Housewives?
No.
Really?
Okay, I will, though.
Immediately.
Because
like,
I've seen you post about it.
It's not reality, but it's.
Yeah. I need a good show.
No, you will love. Like, it is the best show, but even that, it's like, I will watch a season and then I'll wait 6 months and then I'll watch the next season. Like, I don't know what it is about me. I can't just consecutively binge.
Yeah. Okay.
So anyway, I've watched a few Beverly Hills. I like when I watch it, I always am so entertained, but I just don't watch it regularly.
I'm half, I feel like, knowledgeable about Housewives. Like, I'll watch a season here, but it'll be a random season.
The thing about Housewives is it's very much like a staple in like pop culture history, in American history even.
Yeah.
Like, it's like original reality TV. And it's so freaking funny.
There's nothing like it.
Which one's your favorite? Which city?
Probably New York. Like, New York is...
That's what everybody says.
It's really... It's really just... No, I haven't watched it yet. Wild.
Wait, who is on New York? Because maybe I actually have.
Like,
who are the OGs?
You'd probably recognize, like, Bethany Frankel.
She's been on TikTok a lot recently.
Mm-hmm. Countess Luann.
Yeah.
Who else? Sonia, Ramona. It's just great.
Is it worth it to go back to old seasons and start from the beginning?
Yeah, absolutely.
Do you need context? Like, you need to do that or just...
No, I don't think you need context.
I mean, they do.
It's worth it.
I feel like half
Jackson,
the show is
always... my fiance, I'm like, I'm getting killed tonight.
You're like,
what we said is...
My boyfriend, shit.
What we said gets canceled for breaking
has
up the
started
engagement.
Another fight.
He is obsessed with Housewives. Like, obsessed. He's truly a super fan.
Love that.
So, Nick and Leif.
Yeah.
Tell them.
Oh, seriously. I know that Leif would eat that up. Even if he pretends
Nick
like he wouldn't.
Loves it. He always has his opinions too. He'll like walk in the room and be like, that girl's a bitch. He's like, oh my gosh. He's like, is that the same girl? I'm like, no, they look the same, but that's not her. Yeah, I swear. Okay, another rapid fire question. What are your favorite podcasts right now? You don't have to say what we said.
Don't worry.
We said, so that manifestation podcast that I plugged, I'm like obsessed with. Really into like celebrity gossip podcasts lately. Like,
we love a little mind numbing podcast.
Right?
I love it.
Yeah. Celebrity Memoir Book Club. Have you guys seen them on TikTok?
Yeah. Mm-mm. I want to love them. Start listening.
Yeah.
Because I've seen them on TikTok.
What's a book that changed your life?
The Surrender Project by Michael Singer.
Okay.
I really think everyone should read that book.
Is it a self-help book or is it?
It's a self-help book, but it's a story about this guy's life. Have you guys heard of The Untethered Soul?
Yes.
So he wrote that book, and that's a really good book as well. I think that's like, if I was to like, if you want to get into meditation and mindfulness, like I would read that book. It's such a good intro. But The Surrender Project is about his life. It's like his life story, and it's truly life-changing.
Mm. Yeah. Okay. I'm going to have to read
it. I will trust you with my life, and yeah. I will be reading that.
Trust me on this.
I'll be riding on the plane ride home.
How many tattoos do you have?
Ooh, I like that question. I feel like we're like Travis
She's
and
like,
Kylie.
But I will not answer it.
I want to say probably like, I might have seven. I might have seven tattoos.
You can't get any more.
I know.
Well,
keep it lucky.
Let's have another kid.
Which one is your favorite?
Honestly, probably my seven. I have a...
On your neck. Like, it's on the, yeah, I'm yeah. like, it's on the other side, girl.
I have a neck tattoo that says seven Jacks.
Doesn't
we have matching ones.
It's so cute. Truly iconic. Like, that is a... I love it.
Thank you.
I was like staring at it while you were speaking.
I love like when I wear a ponytail and I can see it.
Do you want more tattoos? Like, do you want to be a tattooed girly?
Yeah, I really like them. And I'll go through phases. I like tattoos because they're like, you know, it's like a little memory of your life. Yeah, like you get every tattoo I have just reminds me of such a different part of my life. And so I haven't been in a tattoo phase for a while. Like, it's probably been like, honestly, it's probably been like 2 years.
Wait, is that the last one you've gotten?
Yeah.
Okay.
I think.
What was the first one you got?
This one. It says blue.
Oh.
But yeah, I think I'm like, I might want another one soon. Mm-hmm.
You space
in
them
a
out.
New phase of life. Yeah.
Yeah. Gotcha. Just do it when it feels right.
Yeah.
Maybe we can all get our... For a second, I'm like, wait, do you have any tattoos?
Oh, you're looking to get a tat?
So maybe we can all get one together. Tiny. Stephanie, if you're listening to this, just
if I get a tattoo, like, I'm so, which this is probably, I'm probably a pick me for saying this as well, but it's like, I'm so scared that I will just like regret. Like,
yeah.
I feel like it would have to be tiny. Also,
tiny tattoos.
I always think that I would not like it with my skin tone.
You should get a red tattoo.
Hmm. I don't know why. But
JC, you're bringing Pale Girl back though.
Mm-hmm. Pale Girl Summer.
And
thank
I'm
you.
All on board. Because I'm so freaking sick of doing self-tanner.
Yeah. Dude, I'm like trying to make it cool, but it's so painful. Like,
no, you can.
I've been doing no self-tanner on my legs and they are actual ghosts.
I
and
have I'm, like, too.
Lonely ghost.
Yeah. And it's so like it's triggering. When I put on shorts, I'm like, I don't know, but I am trying to bring the pale look back, but I still love self-tanner. Might be doing a long-term self-tan partnership here soon, so we got to keep it up.
Yeah, we got to cut this.
No, but I always think that a tattoo, because I'm super pale, I don't, like I was saying, I don't usually wear super dark colors. I'm starting to now, but I've always been more adverse to it because I feel like it makes me look more pale. So I'm scared if I got like a black tattoo, I'd be like, oh, it looks so dark and it's so contrasted or something. I don't know.
I can
it's like
see
a fear
that.
Of mine. And you I also feel get, like I would not.
You can get really thin lines though.
Yeah.
Really thin and tiny.
Okay. I'll think about it.
What are you guys doing after the pod?
Sit down the street.
First tattoo, social icon. Social icon the conference logo. 2022.
Oh my gosh.
Wait, can I hear your thoughts on TikTok? Like, are you a fan?
Yeah.
Do you feel like it gives you good feelings when you're on there? Or do you leave and you're like, I shouldn't have been on there?
Like, no, I like TikTok. Well, I hate that I get banned for literally doing everything. Like,
so do I. If I show one shoulder, I'm done. I'm
I don't get it. Like Tristan, I literally posted a video of him putting like a chip on Kate's head and it was like removed for harassment and bullying.
Someone told me. No, I'm not going to say that. I'll tell you. I can't say it on here actually because it will affirm someone to some of your haters to do it to
saying.
You.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I hate that. But no, TikTok's great. I think people are like ruthless on TikTok. So I like definitely have like I will not read comments about myself. Like if I come across someone like that made a TikTok about me, I won't read it. I will scroll past it.
Immediately.
Like, the algorithm's like, oh, it mentioned you. You want to see it?
No. Please. Like, no. Yeah. So I have like, I literally have to have strict boundaries with myself because
what is your
people are crazy.
What does your For You page look like?
Give us a look into your For You page.
Good question. What's like going on right
now? Like, is it like just dog videos? Is it?
No, I mean, I feel like,
you know, Utah Soda Shop.
Yeah, I feel like we probably all have similar For You pages.
I don't know. I was just telling JC, mine's real dark right now. I'm literally going through like a cleanse. I'm like, what happened? I don't know where I went wrong. Like,
why are you interacting? If you see something tragic, does it like have you interacted with a few?
It reads my mind. It knows it triggers me.
No. I'm saying because sometimes I've found like I will, you know, because the more you spend time on something, they're like, oh, it'll, you want similar more to that. So sometimes if something's like someone died and it tells this whole story and you like watch the whole thing, then it starts giving you more like depth.
Okay, because it has been giving me like
dark, true honestly, crime.
Yes, and that, and like just motherhood things where it's like, oh, my child has this rare thing.
Nope.
And I'm like, oh, I didn't even know that existed. And now I feel it. And then I'll look at the comments for forever to be like, is this possible for my child? Like, and it freaks me out.
Oh, you're interacting with it for so long. They're like, you love motherhood trauma.
Oh my gosh. Well, thank you for figuring that out.
Who are your favorite people to follow on like TikTok or social media? Like, do you have any people right now that you're obsessed with?
Yeah, but let me think for a second. I don't know why I can't like.
Honestly, I'm sorry we asked you this. Yeah, I can never think of the answer either.
It's like when someone asks you your favorite song, you're like, I've never heard a song.
Because it's a good question. Music? It's, and I like I have people I want to say.
Also, don't mind like the, like this is the worst spot to record a podcast.
Don't mind the drag race going on.
Well, okay, back to what we were talking about what I don't like about TikTok.
Mm-hmm.
I just think it's such, you know, in a social experiment type of way. So mind-blowing when people will, you know, choose someone random to like raise to the top and then they're like
drag them to hell.
Yeah, and I think like Maya Knight is starting to get like, she's starting to like have her downfall.
Why?
Not her downfall, but she's getting that
the
inevitable loop of like, nope, you're too famous. Nope, you're too like.
It is inevitable because it's like they love you, they love you, they love you. You're relatable to them. And then the moment they feel like you become unrelatable, they're like canceled.
Okay, we would be absolutely remiss if we did not ask you about the wedding.
The royal wedding.
The royal wedding of our generation. What are you prioritizing for the wedding?
So my dress was the number one priority. I've been manifesting this forever. Like, I would always say that I didn't want to get married until I could afford to just do it on my own, because I knew like my parents or my husband's parents or my husband or whoever was involved would never
they would never amount to anything.
Entertain my ideas. And so I knew it was going to take a lot. And so I think that's what I'm most excited for, was that I got the dress.
Will it be in the cultural hall?
Yeah, the Relief Society.
Honestly, you could make that work.
I could.
Honestly, could be chic.
Yeah,
could be. You know, we talked about trendsetting,
challenge. The basketball hoop.
Yeah. Yes. Have you seen that meme of the basketball hoop with like it's like crystals around it, chandeliers? I can't.
So, what are the maximum details you can give us about the wedding? Like,
so the theme is Met Gala. I just want looks. Like, I want to give my friends and family something to dress up for. Like I was saying, when do us normal people get to go to the Met Ball or like dress up like that? So we never will.
Yeah.
So I gotta like create the night. So I want everyone, like everyone has to like get their outfit approved by me.
Mm-hmm.
Like it's gonna.
Like dress code, right?
Yeah, there'll be a full dress code. And my dress is very much on theme. It's very dramatic.
I cannot wait.
Yeah, you guys are gonna love it.
I cannot wait to see the photos.
Have you said when or will you say when?
I don't
know. Just kind of like,
or yeah, we still haven't picked like when or where, which are like literally the most important part.
Yeah.
Yes.
So, but I don't know, probably in
the
fall.
Who is the most important part.
Yeah, that's true.
Like, actually, the dress.
Do you have an outfit picked out for 7?
Oh, you guys. Well, so Jack is all in his cowboy era. And here's the thing.
We love that.
Here's the thing. We had a long talk because he wants to wear a cowboy hat. He wants to wear boots. And I'm like, babe, I love you. And I want you to be your most authentic self at our wedding. But is this your authentic self? Or is this a phase? And he reassured me that it's not. This is him.
This is me.
And so for that, I do want him to like dress as himself.
Yeah.
Right.
So I'm going to let him dress like a little cowboy. But I'm so freaking proud of him. Yesterday, he was like, he's not into like designer things. He always makes fun of my designer stuff. He's like, Indy, like I found something for the wedding that you'll like. And it's a Prada bolo tie.
Ooh, love. Wait, do you guys watch Yellowstone?
No, but everyone tells us to.
He would love. Yeah,
everyone tells us to. We're going to start watching it. So he's going to wear a Prada bolo tie. And I'm like, well, maybe we should do little matching Prada for Seb.
That would be like so cute. Oh, you know what's the worst part of having like a very supportive partner who like truly just supports you being your authentic self is then when they start doing things like Leif will be like wanting to surf every day. I'm like, really? Like every day? He's like, JC, you made me this way. Like you always say, go after what you want. I'm like, really? Okay, every facts. Day? Like, you yeah. did not lie.
Yeah.
Do you have like a bachelorette party planned? Yeah. Anything like that?
So we're going to France next month.
Iconic.
And oh my gosh, I'm honestly like a little more excited for this right now.
Like, this is better than the
wedding. Well, I really wanted to do like a wedding in France or mm-hmm. Italy. That was kind of always my dream. And then with the pandemic and honestly, Jack's just not even like he's not even like a traveler. He just, so then I decided to make like my bachelorette party my like mini France wedding. So we're staying at like a little country house. Oh, it's gonna be amazing. So
I can't wait to see just photos and videos of that trip. It's gonna be
iconic. I'm just going all out. It's once in a lifetime.
100%. And you will be serving looks and we're here for respect it. That.
Thank you.
Do you guys are you going on a honeymoon?
I don't know. Where like we haven't talked about it.
Have you guys traveled like no, out of the country together?
Weird, you guys. Like I'm trying to tell Jack, like,
is he just a homebody?
He's such a homebody. Mm-hmm. And especially now that we're in our new house, he never wants to leave.
Yeah.
But I went to South Africa a few years ago and I weirdly was like, I want to come here on my honeymoon.
Did you go to Cape Town?
No, okay. I want to.
Cape Town's really amazing. I loved it. But that was one of the, like, the trip was so fun, but it was just, I look back at my younger self. I went for 2 days. Flew across the world. I'm like, okay. I mean, I didn't. My mom works for the airlines.
The world.
My mom works for the airlines, so I didn't. It was very cheap. Yeah. But I remember on the flight home, I was like, that was the first time I had ever gotten so antsy on a flight where I was like, oh my gosh.
How
like,
long was it?
It was multiple. Yeah. It was like two. I want to say one of the flights was like 10 hours and one of them was like 14. So like the second flight I got on, like I fell asleep for a while and I woke up and it was like 11 hours left. And I was like, I can't do this. Like I almost was starting to panic.
Yeah.
And then I was trapped. Just, yeah. Anyway, yikes. That was, but I loved Cape Town. That was the point.
I don't know. Somewhere random.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Fun. Okay. This is our closing question.
Okay.
What is your favorite thing about yourself?
That's a good question. I really like the way I see the world. I'd say just like my mind. Just, I think I have like a romantic filter on just always. And people say I romanticize my life, but it's a real thing. It's like it kind of never turns off.
Do you feel like you romanticize your life in a way, like your happy and sad moments to kind of make, do you just feel like you're living in your own movie type of thing?
Yeah. Yeah. And I think maybe romanticizing isn't always the best word to use when referring to sad things, but looking at them in a different light, seeing them, like I was talking about the friendship breakups. I appreciate that about myself, that I can look at something and be like, okay, what did this girl teach me? Mm-hmm. What did I learn from this?
Yeah. Kind of like what you're saying, where it's almost already predetermined, or it's like, oh, this is just a part of my movie. Like, you know, there's trials and there's breakups and there's friend stuff like that. All that happens in a good movie. Mm-hmm. So that's just life.
Yeah.
I love that. And I feel like you've been an example of that since you were in high school for sure.
Yeah.
I mean, I've followed you for, you know, since then. And it's like, you've always, I definitely see that in you.
Thank
I love
you,
that.
Guys.
Yeah. You have to feel all the feelings and, you know, you have to feel sad to feel happy.
Mm-hmm.
Is there anything that you want to plug, that you want to talk about, that you want people to go see?
Yeah, tell us of any upcoming things.
We do have a really fun launch coming up soon. Our Connect collection this month. Lots of fun things coming this summer. Just follow us at Lonely Ghost on Instagram and TikTok, I think. Like, and I'm Indy Blue.
We love that. Mic drop. You're welcome back anytime, by the way.
I love you guys.
Love you.
Yeah, whenever you're ready for another breakup, or another
a fight.
Yeah, another fight.
A child.
We got you. We wanted to be on Jackson's good side, but it appears we're not. Just kidding.
I love you, Jack. We are in the most beautiful relationship. We never fight.
Good. Yeah.
He's behind her right now. Just oh wait, we didn't do our outro.
No, I know. I'm literally standing up.
Okay. We love you guys, and that's what we said.
Bye.